This is the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. It's Thursday evening, March 12th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news. TreeU Holding AG, preliminary figures for the financial year 2025 and outlook for 2026. TreeU Holding AG announces preliminary figures for the financial year 2025, with consolidated revenue around €53.0 million and EBITDA at approximately €3.7 million. Despite challenges in the HVAC segment, the company remains resilient. Looking ahead to 2026, the management board anticipates a significant boost in revenue and profit, with consolidated revenue expected to range from €55.0 million to €60.0 million.
Swissnet Group implements comprehensive hospitality project in the Lake Constance holiday region. Implementing a comprehensive digitalization and infrastructure project for a traditional hotel on Lake Constance. This project showcases Swissnet's ability to meet complex customer needs, deploying all seven core solutions together. Scheduled for completion in March 2026, the project includes a high-performance guest Wi-Fi network, Wi-Fi telephones in all rooms, a modern firewall solution, and a smart door locking system, among other innovations.
Nephros announces fourth quarter and record fiscal year 2025 financial results. Nephros Inc. announced its fourth quarter and fiscal year 2025 financial results, showcasing a 33% increase in full-year net revenue to $18.80 million, and a 22% rise in fourth quarter net revenue to $4.70 million. The company reported a second consecutive year of positive net income, with CEO Robert Banks attributing the success to a clear, disciplined strategy focused on products, service, and education.
Beeline Holdings BLNE partners with TYTL to scale tokenized residential real estate equity platform. Beeline Holdings partners with TYTL Corp to scale tokenized residential real estate equity platform. The SEA. The collaboration aims to tokenize deed-recorded fractional equity interests in U.S. residential real estate. Beeline will facilitate transactions under the Beeline Equity brand with Beeline Title as the exclusive title and settlement provider. The model integrates traditional real estate closing processes with blockchain verification, targeting the $110 trillion U.S. housing market.
Alclarion CEO Brent Ness to attend LSI USA 2026. Alclarion CEO Brent Ness will attend LSI USA 2026, a prominent conference for global medtech innovators. He will discuss Alclarion's progress on Nociscan, a platform using AI to help identify chronic low back pain. Investors and partners can schedule one-on-one meetings with Mr. Ness at the event. For more information, visit Alclarion's newsroom.
Emitis reports fourth quarter and full year 2025 results as dairy NRG platform scales. Emitis reported a 61% increase in dairy NRG production in quarter four 2025, with expectations of a $32 million annual cash flow boost from ethanol plant upgrades. The biogas segment saw net income rise to $12.20 million in Q4. Capital investments rose by 28% to support dairy NRG expansion. Emitis remains focused on low and negative carbon intensity products, positioning for growth in revenue and cash flow in 2026.
MIT scientists develop AI models that explain their output. MIT scientists have developed AI models that can explain their output, a crucial advancement in sectors like medical diagnosis. This new technique from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology aims to enhance transparency and accuracy in AI systems. Companies like DataVault AI Inc. may find this development particularly intriguing as they leverage AI in their products and solutions.
Xiaomi starts using humanoid robots during EV assembly. Xiaomi has introduced humanoid robots on its factory floor for EV assembly. The Chinese tech giant achieved a task completion rate above 90% during a three-hour pilot trial at its Beijing plant. This move marks a significant step in the industry, with other EV makers likely to follow suit. Stay updated with Green Car Stocks for more on the latest developments in the electric vehicle sector. Tech Media Breaks Wearable Devices Limited reported revenue growth in 2025, driven by a 28.5% increase in sales of its MudraLink and MudraBand products. The company raised $24.40 million in gross proceeds, ending the year with $18.40 million in cash to support expansion of its development platform and the launch of Mudra Experience Studio, aimed at integrating neural gesture technology across multiple platforms.
IBM data reveals flaws in traditional cybersecurity approaches. IBM's data reveals flaws in traditional cybersecurity approaches, with the global average breach now costing $4.44 million. U.S. organizations face a record $10.22 million per incident. The majority of costs come post-breach, including detection, containment in the back of cause and pain and sail back influence. The average organization takes 241 days to identify and contain a breach, highlighting the economic unsustainability of detect and respond strategies in the face of AI-enabled attacks.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.